Chapter 14. Going Home. After the truth was discovered and the CD-ROM was returned to the laboratory, Mr. Kelly's boss came to his office.
"I'm sorry," he said. "We suspected you and we were wrong. I hear the real culprits are now in prison. Please stay here and continue your research."
"I can't answer immediately," said Mr. Kelly. "I want to speak to my family first."
"My boss apologized repeatedly," Mr. Kelly told the twins when he got back to the flat. "He wanted to compensate us for the wrong accusations against me and convince us to stay. How do you all feel about it? Do you want to stay here or return to Australia?"
The twins didn't know how to answer. Life was exciting in Spain and full of adventure. In Australia, life on their farm was very slow and boring, but it was their home.
"We've already packed our things," said Mrs. Kelly, "and now our farm is empty. The trees are growing again. Maybe we can grow fruit soon. I don't know about you, but I want to go home."
"I also want to go home," said Mr. Kelly. "The work here is interesting, but I'll always worry that somebody else will steal my new formulas. And it's frightening that Jody was in love with an international criminal. Paul should surf less and study more, but at least he's honest. Do we agree that it's time to go home?"
"Yes," the twins answered together. "I sense it's the right thing to do," added Jonathan, smiling.
The twins called David and Juan before they left.
"Are you going to protect us on the flight home also?" asked Jody.
"No, you don't need us anymore," said David. "You two can take care of yourselves. Next time we're in Australia, we'll come and visit you."
"Please do," said Jonathan. "We'll take you on a tour of our local police headquarters." Finally, the Kellys arrived at their farm. The fruit trees were starting to grow again, and the farmhouse looked lovely. Jody looked at her home and turned to her brother.
"Have you got any more feelings?" she asked, worried. "What does your telepathy say now?"
"My telepathy tells me that I'm happy to be home," Jonathan answered with a smile.
"And guess what? My sense of danger has disappeared, so everything is looking good."